You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027. This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027 in Johannesburg and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
Well, Stuart Theobald and Peter Tarbman-Talto, who are part of the COVID-19 economy group convened by National Planning Commissioner Dr. Miriam Altman, released a very interesting paper today arguing that the South African government could become one of the few sovereigns to issue a social bond to be used to fund the fight against the COVID-19 crisis and set out the detail for how an issuance would work. Stuart Theobald is also the chairman of Intellidex and is on the line now. We finally tracked you down, Stuart. You're a busy boy at the moment. You've done this pro bono, so certainly not letting the grass grow under your feet during this lockdown. What is your estimated funding shortfall, taking into consideration that we've had the SARS Commissioner come out and say we're looking at a revenue shortfall of around 285 billion this year? What's the size of the hole that we need to plug?
Look, it depends. So there are various estimates out there. Our baseline is that we're looking at a deficit of about 15.4% of GDP. So that will leave a funding hole of about 800 billion rand that has to be filled. Now, that can be filled in various ways. Government can increase bond issuance of its normal bond programs. But we were interested in trying to identify means that government could access that might be lower cost, and enable funding that can be raised specifically to deal with crisis.
And if we look at government bond issuance program at the moment, how much is that set to increase by to plug this hole?
Well, we were already expecting quite a significant increase in issuance. So government this week issued about 35% more into the bond market than the baseline than it had been doing, and it succeeded in doing that. So it was quite successful in being able to increase the volumes it's raising, and that's a positive indicator for government's ability to fund itself. So that is one area that government is going to grow its issuance, but it's important for government to have many options on the table, that the more avenues funding it has access to, the better. And it's also a way of reducing its overall risk if it can diversify its investor base, access new kinds of investors that it's currently doing. And those can be achieved through a specific social bond type structure.
And a social bond is not just a name. There is a particular architecture around a social bond as well that taps into this emerging and ballooning area of ESG investing and impact type investing. We've already seen the likes of the Solidarity Fund, even the Rupert Remgro Fund, as you point out, could be considered impact type investing. What would a social bond issuance look like?
Yeah, so as you say, there are sort of global standards about these things. The social bond is an instrument that has to define social impact, and usually those impacts are defined in terms of the Sustainable Development Goals of the United Nations. Now, within those goals, there is several that concern the health of citizens of the country, as well as their right to an economic life, to be able to earn a living and so on. So there are several sustainable development goals that lend themselves to the COVID-19 fight. So one, there are at least four of them that we see are served through funding the anti-COVID crisis effort. So that's a standard that can be met. And then the other standards are about how you measure that impact. It needs to be tracked and it needs to be reported back to investors. And if you can meet those requirements, then you've got a social bond that can be used specifically to fund the crisis.
And that is sometimes the hard part. How do you measure it and how do you track it? If you look at the proposed structure of a South African issuance, how do we make this attractive to retail investors and not just those big funds with ESG mandates?
Yeah, so, you know, most bonds are issued quite far from the realm of retail investors. And we think it's important in this case that there should be some retail participation in the bond. There are, of course, retail government bonds that are currently in issue, but we think that there could be much greater scale given the public's willingness to rally to the cause of fighting this crisis. And you can see that by a large number of individuals as well as companies and others who've made donations to the Solidarity Fund. It really is quite good public solidarity with working together with government to fight this crisis. One means that the public can access to be part of the fight is through a specific retail social bond. So the public can go out and buy this bond, and in doing so know that they are contributing funding towards the fight. It would still be money that capital that would be returned to them, and it would still earn a level of interest, although not as much interest as some other instruments. But and we've also recommended that it has certain tax advantages as well, so that retail individuals are not taxed on the interest they earn.
Yeah, make the coupons tax-free and provide a special window to buy them in those tax-free savings accounts without limit. I think very innovative structure that. What sort of maturity do you envisage here?
So currently in terms of government's issuance program, what's important is to spread out maturities so that you don't have redemption risk accumulating at any particular point in future. So you want the bonds that government is redeeming to spread over the years. And if you look at where the current maturity structure lies, there is room at about the five-year point. So 5 years seems the right kind of tenor for a bond like this. We are dealing with a crisis in the short term, so it makes sense that we raise funding on a semi-short-term basis. And on a five-year view, this should be a thing of the past, and we can revert to a more normal, longer-dated bond program and sources of finance.
Does Treasury, does Treasury appear interested in this? They certainly heeded a lot of your suggestions around the bridging finance scheme. Are you having conversations with Treasury?
Yeah, we've certainly had conversations with Treasury. They're very open-minded and very interested in new ideas. So they have shown interest, very much open to hearing about it. Those conversations are ongoing. Treasury has various, as you know, and as you hear often, there are lots of efforts on the go, various programs and other economic interventions that Treasury is busy with. So this has been one of the things that they've looked at on their agenda, and they're continuing to look at it.
Great to hear. Stuart Theobald, chairman of IntelliDex, with social bonds and the bonds that certainly tie us together in times of crisis.